Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Wayward Dragons. It's hopefully going to be a very sensual and informative episode.
Yes.
This episode is going to be a bit of a struggle for both of us. I know our episodes have a explicit tag on them on most if not all the platforms.
All of them. They should. I click it.
This one, of course, is no different. If you have not looked at the episode title, I will warn you that this is probably not going to be suitable for anyone under the age of consent in your area of living. Yep. I don't know what that age is, so I'm just going to say that. Because that is something I have not had to worry about for many a year.
Yeah.
So this episode's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Because this is not something that Kelsey and I, as friends, ever talk about. This is like just a big thing that's in our no box, but this is a very...
Yeah.
I'd say important and invested topic that might be I'm just going to give people a kind of basis of stuff. It's something, like I said, we don't really talk about personal sexual experiences or anything like that, so I'm going to avoid that when possible. I originally was going to have Kelsey step away if I were going to talk about anything like that, but since she's editing, she's going to hear it anyways, so
yeah.
So what I've done a lot of reading, and of course I have experiences personally. I have actually reached out to a number of different people through the interwebs and gotten information from them on how they do stuff and what they do. So we're going to kind of have a number of different resources here. Of course, everyone who has given their experiences and stuff, they've done so anonymously because not everyone, is okay with their personal stuff being out and about.
See, this is why it's a no-no.
So, they're okay with having it discussed, but they don't want it saying, hey, this is Billy Joe Jim Bob, and this is what they do.
Yeah.
Although we don't talk about what Billy Joe Jimba does.
No, we don't talk about that. Nope.
Given that, this may be your first episode. You may be here to listen to this topic. So if that is the case, hi and welcome.
Hi. You've picked a doozy.
I will be your love guru for this episode.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the questionable movie that is really not great on a number of different reasons, by the same name. I am Johnny.
And I'm Kelsey. And welcome. Welcome.
We are two nerdy, weird, neurodivergent, neurospicy friends who have been friends for well over a decade now. And became friends because talking about weird, nerdy, and occult shit, and we used to work together, and it just kind of stuck, and here we are a bazillion years later, still talking about it, but forcing you guys to join in.
Forcing you to listen. Well, I'm not forcing you, somebody is.
I will say that we're, and you know what, that might be why you're, just to get into the topic, you may be tied, somebody may have you tied to a chair. Forcing you to listen as foreplay. I don't know. We're going to see how much I can make Kelsey chuckle here. So.
I just imagine someone tied to a chair being tickled with a feather while they're trying to listen.
I'm not kink shaming, but guys. I'm not kink shaming, I'm kink asking why. So first off, what is sex? Kelsey, what is sex?
A goes into B. It's simple. It can be a lot of things. A so went
sex
into
is
B.
Sex is defined as a sexual activity, including specific sexual intercourse and or related activities.
Related activities.
Well, it could be like fellatio and...
Yeah, that sounds like related activities. That's why I said A goes into B. Whatever A is and whatever B is. number of things.
Kelsey, what is sexuality?
It is what or who you are attracted to, right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, basically. So it's, yeah, that's what it is. But in like the definition, yeah, it's a capacity of sexual feelings or attraction to another individual. What is sensuality?
What?
Sensuality.
What the hell is that? Here we are.
Sensual. Okay, so sensuality is the enjoyment expression or pursuit of physical. Pursuit of the physical, especially sexual pleasure. So, like eating something very sensually. Like he ate the grape with surprising sensuality. You know, like seductively eating a grape.
Got it.
It was one of the definitions. I don't know how you seductively eat a grape. Out of curiosity, if anyone wants to send us a video of seductively eating a grape, you know, feel free. Just put something like that in the title so Kelsey doesn't open it and get freaked out. I want to see someone like attempt to seductively eat a grape because grapes are not a food I see as sexy.
I mean, yeah, there's moth. You can, yeah, yeah, you can, but
does your husband seductively eat grapes?
No,
in front of you?
No,
or behind you, wherever he's seductively eating grapes?
No, no, no. He goes, "Whoa, this one's as big as my thumb."
Again, I'm not king shaming. No.
No. No, anyways, that's what he does. Continue.
So define sex magic for us, Kelsey.
Magic in which that happens while you are having sex.
Like, it could be. So sex magic is defined of the act of using or incorporating sexuality, sensuality, and or the energy from thereof in magical practices. So what does that mean? It means a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So typically, oh, you're getting some weird sound effects from the other room from Kelsey's side of the camera.
Oh, that's because my husband's playing Rocket League.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. Normally, we don't record at this time. And this is the time of the night where I read with my headphones on. And he plays Rocket League with his buddy. So you're hearing my husband play games. If that does come through after I'm done editing, I am so sorry.
So I think the easiest way to start this is how most people start experiencing sexuality and like sexual stuff. And that is through masturbation.
Okay.
This is so uncomfortable. I'm honestly trying not to look at you because it's like so awkward.
We can do this. We can do this. Here you go. You can, I'll even go turn my light off and you can just stare at my craft room.
That's even weirder. Don't do that. That's makes
me. I am
gonna
turn
off
the light. It is hurting my pulse. It's a big light. I don't want the big light on.
Yeah, so masturbation is something that is used by most people for pleasure. However, you can use it to build up energy for spells, just like drumming or dancing or anything like that, especially if it has a particular, especially if your goal is something romantic, or if it is like you're manifesting something in the physical and you don't have a partner. That being said, you can also enjoy things like mutual masturbation via phone sex to help build up that energy. Typically, when you have something like this, you know, you'll have like a whole ritual set up, or you'll do a sigil. And I think we've talked about sigils in a different episode. We haven't. Okay, so sigils are a symbol or symbol set that represent an idea. And basically what you do is you focus on that idea and focus on the sigil when you're performing a spell and while you're building up energy to feed into that sigil to manifest it. And so obviously with doing sex magic, you're doing it through a sexual aspect. And if you're doing it alone or with a partner, it's good to keep that in mind while you are doing the deed. Most people find it more difficult than not, but it is a thing that people do. If you were doing it with a partner, it is suggested that both individuals are aware of what the goal is, like with any magic, because like with magic and with sex, you know, this is both of them put together, so consent is key.
Yes.
So you're going to want to take it and, you know, keep that in mind while you're doing the deed. There are, and I'm not going to get into all of these. I thought about it and I'm like, this is going to be an awkward enough conversation as it is. But there's a whole, know. Like,
let's go. Let's bring on the awkward.
I am good on, I don't feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
So there's a whole like thing
awkward,
with it.
So.
Yeah. So there's a whole thing with different positions and
we're good.
Positions increasing the outcome and the types of energy to feed into certain spells. So like depending on which individual which partner or individuals, depending on your situation and how you are having sex, whether it be solo with a partner, with multiple partners, whatever you prefer and whatever everyone is consenting to. And that is everyone over a legal age of consent without impairment.
I think without impairment is the big.
Yeah, because we here at the Wayward Dragons are strong believers in consent, is full consent. So if it's not an emphatic yes, then it is a no.
Yep.
So without full consent, or with it's then it's a no-go. But everyone who is consenting to what they are doing and what the goal is. But like certain things are like, hey, if you want this kind of spell, it's more prominent if you do this position. There's all sorts of research on there. I will have Kelsey link a book. There's actually a, if you have Spotify Premium, you get like 15 hours of listening of audiobooks every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the books that's on there is actually a book on sex magic that I'm going to have Kelsey link into the description.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, it's got some of the stuff in it that's I sort of disagree with, but I think it's just a matter of perspective on certain things, and it's not on the practice of what they're doing. It's more on terminology being used in certain aspects. But that's just me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can totally.
Believe it or not, a great way to build up energy with this is something called edging. Kelsey's shaking her head. Yes, I'm not going to be awkward and ask Kelsey what edging is.
Because... Yeah, please don't. I know the term. Please don't ask me what it means.
So for those of you who don't know, edging is when you stimulate yourself until right before completion and then stop. That is the...
I went jogging.
I guess most mature way I can put that. I'm trying really hard to be mature on this topic and not to cross boundaries.
Thank you.
Of course. You know, it's important, and this is, I knew this would be a hard topic to do, no pun intended. I'm trying to make this as comfortable as possible for the two of us. It's not being easy.
Well, hold on, pause. Like, so we were in Key West, and one of the people that we were with listens to this podcast. Thank you. Hi. And the topic of like best friends kind of came up while we were out, and I was saying like, this is going to be our next episode and stuff, and like how it's going to be awkward for us. And she's like, my best friend and I, like, we talk about this stuff together, and it's like, good for you.
Like, not everyone is like, that's not a topic that everyone has.
Yeah. Like him and I are just not comfortable. It's more me than you, I think. Or is it a mutual kind of understanding?
Well, I think it's, honestly, I think it started off with just you. And I think just because of your viewpoints on it, I don't feel comfortable talking with you about it because, you know, I try to the best I can, and I fail at this sometimes, but try to fully understand what people are and are not okay with that I am close to and that I'm around. That way I do not trigger them. And I, you know, obviously you can't control every trigger, and
no,
you know, someone else's triggers aren't my responsibility, just like my triggers aren't their responsibility. However, out of respect, it is nice to, if you are aware of a trigger or aware of something that makes someone uncomfortable, to broach the subject as minusculely as possible, if at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No way. I just, apparently there are best friends who are opposites that do share this stuff. Hi, Teresa.
Yeah.
Talking about you.
Dead on them. I mean, you know, and I have other friends that I will talk to stuff about, or like briefly mention stuff, or not at all. It's just, that's not, it's never been the dichotomy of our friendship.
No. No. I'm here for the other stuff. Like, I'm here for the other stuff. The darker stuff.
I'm here for that. One of the things that comes up a lot, one of the things that comes up a lot with this subject is kink and fetishes. So, sex magic does not necessarily have to involve magic, just like kink does not have to involve sex. Or doesn't have to involve, sex magic has to involve magic. It doesn't have to involve sex, just like kink doesn't have to involve sex.
Got me confused. Sometimes sex magic just.
There is a couple that I know that they are in a dom sub relationship, and they will channel divinity when they do stuff, and they do stuff in like a kinky manner. And so like one of them will channel the one of them predominantly worships a dominant goddess, and so her partner will channel that goddess. And they're it's a lesbian couple.
Okay.
And so that their partner will channel that goddess. Yeah, and like, you know, do things like flog her.
Okay.
But it's like building up energy, or it's partly like they see that as their devotion.
Okay.
And they'll tell him, like, do the vice versa. The submissive one will channel, you know, the deity that the other one does, and basically offer, give offerings. And it's a more of a submissive goddess. And that's how they honor both their partner and the divine at the same time. Nice. And, you know, they'll do things like, because they're both leather ladies and are really big into leather stuff. Okay. And so they will, you know, dress in leather, and when they embody these goddesses, so, you know, they say that every I'm going to call them D and S just to keep this straight for the dominant and the submissive one.
Okay.
So, you know, D says that every action that she does, you know, is in that form is to honor the divine feminine and to pay homage to the divine feminine. And, you know, anything that they do when they do a scene, which, by the way, a scene, for those of you who are not familiar with kink lingo, is any, like, kink interaction. So if you, like, go somewhere and someone's getting flogged or tied up or whatever, that particular action that's going on is a scene.
Got it.
And so they'll do a scene that's, you know, anytime they do a scene out, they'll, depending on where they're at and what they allow, they'll bring out, you know, essential oils, or they'll, you know, sage the area before they do it, and they literally set it up as a ritual space.
Okay.
Which, now there's a lot of different people who do that. There's, they do it different way. There are some people who, you know, they do sex magic, but they don't necessarily honor a deity. They honor, like, the animus of an animal, the spirit of the animal, and they will invite the attributes of the animal before they do things. And no, this isn't like someone having sex with an animal. I know someone out there that's listening to this is thinking that.
Yeah, no.
And no, we are not referring to furries here, because statistically speaking, most furries do not have sex with animals.
No.
That is some bad PR from some loony guy who got on a news media thing at a furry convention and put out a bunch of bullshit information, because he was part of that scene. And that's like less than 3% of the population that dresses up as animals and have sex with animals. I actually watched a really, really fun documentary, and the guy who, like, runs it, one of the conventions, it's actually the largest one in the world, was talking on it, and he's like, have you ever put on one of these suits? It's like 30 to 40 degrees hotter in there than it is outside. So if you want to do that, I'll be right there to call an ambulance for you when you pass out from heat exhaustion.
Yep.
Because
anyone
who's ever put on any kind of, like, mascot costume or anything like that, those things get warm.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you just have, like, a partial with the head on.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But yeah, so there's all sorts of ways to incorporate in, like, different fetish things and, you know, different magical practices. There's actually, depending on your, what path you follow, and I believe it's Gardnerian practices. I don't know if they still do, but at one point they actually bound you as you're being brought in to officially join a new coven. And especially the ones that practice Skyclad, they will basically do shibari on you, which, for those of you who do not know, that is a artistic way of tying knots and rope. And some of the, like, intricate designs are absolutely gorgeous and take way too much time. Like, I'm sorry, you know, it's cool that you enjoy macrame on a person.
Yeah.
But that is more effort than I'm willing to, you know, put in. I will, some of it just, it looks nice, but then you gotta take it and take the time to take it back off, and it's too much effort.
Too much to do.
Listen, I'd be kinkier if I wasn't so lazy. But I mean, like, a lot of ancient cultures, you know, they actually incorporated sexuality into their belief system. There's the Greeks had them, the Romans had them, and I believe the Sumerians had them, but they were actually, like, basically holy prostitutes, holy sex workers. Mm-hmm. They would work for the temple. They would go to the temple and they would be a sex worker in honor of the certain love deity.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's how Christians need to get more people to convert, hookers for Jesus. Sorry. That was a very out of pocket thought. I'm tired.
I kind of want a t-shirt that says that now.
Hookers for Jesus.
Hookers for Jesus.
Yes, because where you live, that's exactly what you need to wear
Oh, dude. Yeah. I know.
around. But yeah, that's really the gist of what I have. I, like I said, didn't want to go into too much detail. There are like some, like I said, some things to consider, like making sure everyone's informed and fully consenting of what you're doing, because consent is key.
Yes.
Make sure that you know that at any point during the process, whether it be for sexual stuff or for magical stuff, it is a-okay to say no.
It is.
It's
And
okay
no
to
is a
change
full
your mind.
sentence.
Yeah, it's okay to change your mind. It is okay to change your perspective on things while you're doing it or second guess things. And you know what? If someone does that, don't be a dick about it.
Yeah.
Don't try to convince them to keep on. Your magic's not that important, regardless of how strongly you feel about it. And you getting blue balls or whatever the equivalent of that for a vagina is.
I've heard that term. I know the term. Term's not there.
Let's Google it.
You get to Google it.
Yeah, I have enough weird stuff on my search history.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blue vulva
Was like, there's a
is what
term.
Google says. Blue vulva.
Okay.
So there's a Reddit thing that somebody's actually asking this exact question. In fact, there is a female equivalent to blue balls. It's called blue bean.
There it is. I was like, it's something weird.
Because the bean is another term for the clitoris.
Yes. Yes.
But anyways, yeah,
Continue.
so get over the fact if you have blue balls, blue bean,
Whatever.
blue butthole.
Blue bottle? I
Listen,
just pictured that you just had sex with a Martian.
I was thinking of Smurf.
Okay, that
Blue
works too.
butthole, you're done getting pegged by Papa Smurf. All right, this is gonna be. There's a lot of information out there, guys. Just make sure you're staying safe and make sure you're educating yourself. If you have any interest in this and have any interest in exploring things sexually, I would say, health department,
Yeah, go get screened.
use act. Yes, you get screened, get tested. You should be getting tested anyways if you are sexually active with multiple partners.
Yes.
Don't use anything that's not intended as a toy. They actually have crystal toys and like crystal phallics that you can use that are meant for that.
Yeah.
Don't make your own. Don't just stick whatever up there because you can get an infection, you can get cut, stuff can get broke. You don't want to go to the
Oh,
ER.
all right.
They're
Thanks.
and it's not that expensive to find a toy. You can get them off Amazon for like 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah.
The only reason why I know is I bought one as a gag gift a few years ago. Best
Would.
white elephant ever. Well, because I bought like this whiskey that came in the sleeve and then
Yeah.
stuck the dildo inside. So the guy who got it, he's just like, "Yeah, I got Scotch whiskey." And it was a dildo
That's amazing. Remind
inside.
me to never do a white elephant party with you.
Just don't get Scott. Just don't get the whiskey. You don't drink, so
I
no
don't.
issues.
I don't.
So,
Thankful for that more than you know. Some days.
but yeah. So, like I said, just don't use things that you're not supposed to use to stick up there. Be respectful of others. Also, depending on where you're at, there are instructional videos on YouTube or informative videos for a number of different kinky things. You can take it and find, like, if you're interested in kink scenes and want to incorporate that into your magic. Most bigger cities, depending on where you live, or if you live not near one, you can find like a fetish club that you will have like special interest groups that you can educate yourself with. You can find those typically online by just Googling, you know, adult entertainment club. Well, that is probably not the best thing to do. Just looking up different types of venues in your areas. You can also, there is a website called FetLife, which is a social networking site for people in the fetish community, where you can find events in your area if that is something you are interested in.
Yeah.
And like I said, you can go and find out proper and safe ways to do things and then figure out how to incorporate it into your practices as is.
Yes.
Education, as with everything, is key.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's really all I had to cover, because like I said, I didn't want to go into too many personal things here. Kelsey already looks like she's traumatized.
Oh, no, I zoned out for a hot second. I've had a migraine, so part of my thing is I just like randomly pick a place and I zone out. But I'm still paying attention to what you're saying. As we like recognize holidays, maybe we can redo a couple of our holidays. As we come up on like Beltane and stuff, maybe before we start the episode, we can kind of talk about what sex magic might be good for that holiday.
Yeah, we can try and incorporate that in.
As we go out throughout the year. Type thing, like if you're going to do this, this is what you should be doing type thing, and it's up to you to figure out what goes into your practice. Everybody's practice is different. My practice looks different from Johnny's looks different from mine looks different from everybody else's, and vice versa. So if sex magic
sorry, quick thing, safety warning: if you are going to use ritual candles or essential oils or stuff for sex magic, one, candles, make sure that they're not ones that get super, super hot, because you can burn someone's skin.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing wax play type stuff. Two, do not put the oils on anything that will be going into anyone, because one, if you put directly on your skin anyways, you can cause burns.
Oh, yeah.
Two, putting that into something can cause serious damage.
Yes.
So do not put it onto anything that will be going into anyone. And do, if you are putting it on your skin, make sure it is super diluted.
Yes. And there's a lot of, I want to say like Instagram and probably Etsy, you can find lotion candles. So that way when you drip the wax, it's not wax, it's lotion. So that way it's safer, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to move past asking.
Yeah. You know. Like, yeah. There are candles that are wax. The wax is lotion. Yeah. So you don't burn yourself. Don't.
I'm going to move past asking how you know that. And we're going to continue this up like, hey, guys.
Yeah, don't. Don't ask. No, just kidding. It pops up on my For You page.
Again, not like, gonna ask why.
Because of the witchy content I fucking watch. Just leave me alone. It's benign stuff, I swear to God. I swear. Scout's honor.
Guys, don't forget to love each other and use magic and stuff responsibly. You guys should totally rate this video. Ask us questions.
Yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe. Share stuff and all that other junk. We got one more thing before we go, though. And that is our tarot card reading. As Kelsey's, like, aggressively waving it at the camera, I'm just so, like, flustered with conversation and, like, mildly uncomfortable with what we've been talking about. I'm trying to get off the computer.
It's like, bitch, we're done. We are done talking.
Listen, when you talk about your lotion candles, it just kind of, I don't know what to say to that. So I'm just trying to get off the computer.
I forget her name, But her candles come up because of the crystals within her candles. Because
so you're pouring hot wax on someone and they just get clunked by a crystal that falls out.
No, but her candles are like named like Lilith and shit. And it's because I've liked so many crystal things and witchy things on Instagram that now I get lotion witchy candles that pop up in my Instagram feed. I still think that's dangerous because it's hot lotion. I just don't think that's appealing. Yeah.
Anyways.
Makes you feel any better. My aunt that I go see for massage therapy, they had them there for a minute too. Yeah. She goes, "You want a lotion candle? Stick your finger in there."
At this point, you're just doing this to torture me. So hey, let's do our reading. So
yeah, my stomach hurts now. Am I going first or are you going first?
I go first.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Have you not picked your card? Have you not found your stuff?
I have my card. One.
Okay. What'd
it's
you pull?
It's not a cups.
Oh, mine's not either.
Weird.
What'd you pull?
I pulled the Queen of S-words. Swords. Did you also pull the Queen of Swords?
Yeah!
That has never happened. Oh, that is weird. That is weird. So, the Queen of Swords, upright, represents independence, unbiased judgment, clear boundaries, which obviously we don't have here, and direct communication.
No.
Also, lotion candles.
I'm going to send you a lotion candle just for shits now.
Please don't. Please don't. The Queen of Swords combines the mental clarity and intellectual power of the Suit of Swords with the maturity and respectiveness of the Queen. You have the gift of being able to use your intelligence and unbiased judgment while also remaining flexible and open to receiving input from other sources. As you lead from the head and not from the heart, you are better able to discern situations without the influence of emotion or sensibility. Sentimentality, not sensibility.
Okay.
You may believe that empathy or compassion towards others will distract you from the task at hand. Instead, you prefer to know the how, what, why, where, when, and who of everything to help you make sense of your environment and better understand others. It is not that you do not care about others, but you connect with other people through an intellectual understanding rather than an emotional one. The Queen of Swords notes that you are a truth seeker. You are open to hearing the thoughts and opinions of others, but ultimately you filter that information to decipher what is true and what is not. When interacting with others, you will not tolerate mistrust or excessive fluff. You prefer to get to the heart of the matter without engaging in too much chitter chatter.
Okay.
Do you want to read anything else on it that you have?
I was like, I can read my version.
I mean, there's more to my thing, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you've already hit it. Yeah, to see her means to borrow her energy, be perspective, perceptive, and weigh both sides. She's a bit introverted. She may seem interested and connecting often, but her heart is still warm, and she will be happy to meet you whenever your paths cross. I accept the wisdom. That wisdom can come at an emotional cost. So this is a yes card. So that's the first time we've ever pulled the same thing.
It is.
It's kind of scary.
So, in other words, I would say it is telling us both, and all of you listening, to work from your head and from logic and look at things objectively as opposed to with all the feelings. While feelings are important, they often get in the way of making the right decision.
They can.
Yeah. Or the logical decision.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So that's going to wrap us up here, like you should be wrapping yourself up.
Yeah.
You're protecting yourself is important.
Yes. Yeah, you should be.
Anyhow.
Yeah. As always, please rate, review, subscribe. Please tell a friend. Please join us on Facebook and Instagram. If you have a topic recommendation.
Given our topic tonight, please don't say, if you have a taco, please email us. No.
No. If you have a topic, or my brain is moving faster than my mouth. If you have a topic recommendation, a book recommendation, a question, just need to talk to somebody in general,
or
please email us.
Or you're essentially eating grapes. Because I really want to see what that looks like.
Yes. Please email us at thewaverdragons@gmail.com. And please join us for our next episode, which is the review episode where we talk about books and stuff.
And I have opinions.
Yeah, on the new Avatar series. So yeah, join us. So until next time.
That's Kelsey.
That's Johnny.
Bye.
Bye.
I did it right this time.